to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest, says the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
It amazes me how in the beauty of nature we see a great continuity. We see how gradual things are. We can expect the seasons and we can expect things to grow. And we see this progression in nature that almost doesn't allow for the unexpected. Things are more predictable. There's no leaps, no surprises. However, in the supernatural life, we are witnesses of the unexpected, of the unpredictable, of how many impossible things do become possible due to the grace of God. And I think that that is the determining factor in the spiritual life. When we come here, we realize that there's the unquenchable and ever-powerful grace of God who can make great changes in our lives in just one moment, as he did in the life of Matthew. There are in the supernatural life leaps of holiness, surprising generosity that can change everything in a moment, radical changes never predicted before, as we see so many things happening here. And I think the key and at the core of everything, there's one meeting. The meeting between the power of God and a generous heart. When those two things meet, unpredictable things can happen. Amazing things can begin. It is the meeting of the power of God with a generous heart like that of Matthew. Matthew was no different to us, but he was generous and he was daring. He stood up at once and followed Jesus. He was faithful to those two words, "Follow me," and he stood up at once. Power comes from God, and power is always there for us in our lives. It's like a fall that is continually coming upon us, always there, always available. The decision is from us. And that is what unleashes the power of God in our lives. So many times we say, "I feel powerless before this. I don't think I can do it." Yes, we can. Because we have the power, we should never doubt the power of God. That spring of water, that fall, is continuously coming upon us. But do we desire that enough? Do we have that deep desire for these amazing changes to begin to happen in our lives? So it does come down to our desire. Do you want to see a leap of faith in your life? We need to desire more. Many times we don't desire spiritual things enough, as much as we crave for our material things, for our things of this world. We crave them, we go after them, we seek them out until we have them. But with spiritual things, we don't have the same energy, the same power, the same desire to go after them. So there's a beautiful prayer and very simple prayer that can help us, that says something like this: Lord, help me to want to want. Give me the desire to desire. Help me to enhance the desires of my life so that I may want what you want more greatly, so that I would run after those things and unleash that power in my life. This time here, this is the decision time. Tomorrow might be too late. The responses in the gospel that are recorded, like that of Matthew's today, they are always immediate. Immediate. They all follow the Lord immediately. Even when they ask him for more time, the Lord never allowed that. He said, it is now. This is the moment for decision. This is the decision-making time. This is the time. Immediately. So I want to invite all of us to make a decision to follow Christ more closely. Make a decision today. Whatever that means in your life, in my life, whatever the Lord and Our Lady has shown you in these days, make the decision today. Make sure to not leave Medjugorje without making a personal commitment with the Lord to follow him more closely. And once you make that decision, or those few decisions, make sure to tell it to three people. You have to tell it to three people. In the first place, you have to tell it to God and his mother. Tell it to Christ and Mary, because they can help you. They are the ones who will give you that grace. In the second place, tell it to other people who can support you and keep you accountable, other holy people in your life who will help you. And in the third place, tell it to angels and demons so that they may know also that the fight has begun, that you have made a decision, that you are making a stance, that you are now going for it. How much we desire that we may see many Matthews in this church, many people who, after this experience, will open their hearts to the discontinuity of the grace of God in us.